We're hearing that the subjective estimate of the 2026 almond crop will come in at 2.7 billion pounds. That's only 1% down from the previous year. That's 1% down from the previous year. There is talk that we may have a shortage of almonds. Bryce Speicher, Senior Management of Marketing Order Services at the Almond Board of California. Could it be a shortage of almonds not being able to meet demand?
Yeah, when you think about supply, it's mainly two factors, right? It's production that's coming and also what you carry into the year. And so we don't know exactly what the carryout is going to be from our current year, the 25-26 marketing year, into 26-27 marketing year. We still have 3 months left. So it remains to be seen like how much tighter the supply could be. But, you know, NASA is forecasting at least a crop that's potentially 1% smaller than last year. So with a flat carryout or a similar carryout to last year, that would indicate a slightly smaller supply. But we'll see in a few months' time what that carryout is, and then we'll have a better idea of what the total supply picture will be.
In more tree nut news, in pistachios, damage caused by the citrus flat mite can sometimes be confused with symptoms of Botrytis ferrea infection, which can also result in darkening of the cluster tissues and make produce gumming. Correctly distinguishing between these symptoms is important for proper management. Lean on your pest control advisor for help. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.